Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
This evening I'm joined by Gudrun from Iceland, who takes LDN for fibromyalgia. Thank you for joining us.
No, no problem.
Could you tell us how old you were when you first noticed that there was something wrong with you?
I was 43, so that was 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened rather suddenly. I had always had, you know, insomnia and back pain, but all of a sudden I started waking up very tired and achy, and I even had to go home from work at lunchtime sometimes because I was so tired. And so it happened, you know, pretty suddenly.
Before you found LDN, could you describe what a typical day was like for you?
A typical day was waking up achy and tired and having to make a huge effort just to get out of bed. And when I got to work, I would drink a few cups of coffee just to get myself going. And on a good day, I would, you know, barely be able to finish a full day of work. But on bad days, I would sometimes have to go home early. Or, you know, and most days I would be taking painkillers, you know, in the afternoon just to try to get through the day. So, and in the evenings, I would, you know, basically come home and just crash on the sofa or go to bed and just rest until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my life for quite a long time.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
And what about brain fog? You said that you were still able to work.
Yeah. Well, my brain fog was pretty bad too at times. So that was also made it difficult.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay. And if at that time you had to rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, what would it have been?
I would say 3 or 4 at the most. It varied a bit. It wasn't always that bad, but, you know, there were better days and there were worse days. But most days, I would say 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. So how did you hear about LDN?
I think I read about it on the internet first. I remember reading about that study at Stanford many years ago and thinking that, oh, that would be probably difficult to get over here. But then I found an online group, Icelandic group, that about LDN. And it was there that I got all the information that I needed to know how to go about getting it, because we had to get it all the way from Glasgow at that time. You couldn't even get it here. So it was a complicated process to get it. But lucky for me, some other people had found out how to go about it, and I was able to read about that.
So. Wonderful. Yeah. So when you, I mean, how long have you been on LDN now?
Since the 4th of July, 2012. And I remember the date because it was such a huge change for me.
Over 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
So, so when you first started, did you have any side effects?
The only thing I can remember is it was more difficult to fall asleep. But that's all I can remember. I didn't write it down or anything, but that's what I remember from that time.
Okay.
But after a few weeks, that stopped. So I haven't had a lot.
And what would you say was the first symptoms to ease for you?
The brain fog. It was just the next day, it was, you know, gone. So that was a huge change.
Wow.
Just overnight. So,
quickly.
Yeah, but it took the pain and fatigue a few weeks, but still it went pretty quickly. I hear about people, you know, saying that it took months for them, but for me, it was only a few weeks before I felt much, much better.
So 4 years on from there, what is a typical day like for you now?
A typical day, I wake up feeling, you know, pretty well. I go to work and you know, I'm often tired, you know, by the end of the day, but I'm not in that much pain. I hardly ever take any painkillers. And if I want to go out in the evening, I can usually do that. Before, that was pretty rare because I would usually be too tired. So I'm not maybe 100% like I used to be, but, you know, maybe 70, 80%. Mm-hmm. So I can do most things. But, you know,
and what would you rate your quality of life now on that score of 1 to 10?
Well, 7 or 8 maybe. Yeah, so a lot better.
Made a big difference to you, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What would you say to other people with fibromyalgia who are thinking of trying LDN?
I would say to definitely try it because it doesn't work for everybody, but I think, you know, about, you know, 2/3 of people have at least some help from it. So, and don't give up because many doctors don't want to prescribe it. That's a problem here as well. So just keep asking until you get it. Because if it does work for you, it will make a huge difference.
Thank you very much for sharing your story with us. It's amazing to have such a good reaction so quickly.
Yeah, I was very lucky in that.
Right, thank you. This evening I'm joined by Robert from the United States, who uses LDN for fibromyalgia, anxiety, and major depressive disorder. Thank you for joining us, Robert.
Thank you.
So, could you tell us when your story started?
Well, I became very ill in July of 2015. I was lethargic. I had pins and needles feeling all over my body. I had edema in my legs and feet. I had no energy. I felt horrible. I had muscle fatigue and weakness. I was sleeping probably 13 to 15 hours a day. I was given blood tests and put on thyroid medication because my thyroid antibodies were high. The TSH was high. After a month, I was not feeling any better. I was told I was probably expected to feel better in 2 weeks. My doctor increased my levothyroxine to the next higher dose. I still wasn't feeling that great. January 2016, I found a spot on my chest. Because I was so ill, I was ready to hear a diagnosis of diabetes because it runs in my family, or even cancer. At the doctor's office, I asked him if he was going to take a biopsy. He said no, but he was going to treat the spot, along with running an antibodies test. When I asked why, he said he suspected lupus based on the lesion on my chest. The blood test returned and my ANA count from the test was 1 in 1280 heterogeneous pattern. That's indicative of lupus, drug-induced lupus, or Sjogren's syndrome. Other various blood work was way out of line at the time. I was in a lot of pain, and I felt horrible. I was unable to get to the referred rheumatologist for about 7 weeks. I got busy doing internet research on natural cures for lupus. That's when I found out about LDN. I asked my doctor for a prescription for LDN, and he said no. So I did an end run and ordered from one of the sources listed on a site for naltrexone without a prescription. 14 days later, I made my first batch of LDN. It was a bit scary for me as I wondered, could I trust everything I read and was it real? Trust me, it is. My first dose was 3 milliliters on March 29, 2016. The very next morning, I got up to use the restroom and I walked fully upright and without much pain. Something that I hadn't been able to do since January. I thought, no, this can't be real. I had an instant burst of energy and I felt better than I'd felt in months. That lasted about 3 days. I bumped up my dose from 3 milliliters in the evening and added an additional 1.5 milliliters the next morning to get up to 4.5. I later discovered that was too much too soon for me, so I cut back to 3 milliliters. I had read about the side effects could be insomnia and vivid dreams. I was fine with it since I was already having insomnia at the time, and I think dreams are kind of cool. I had no idea how amazing LDN dreams are. My experience of them is more like an epic dream novel. They were thematic and covered all aspects of my life. My dreams told me areas of my life that I needed to look at, either resolve those issues or make some major changes in my life. My dreams were a huge part of my emotional healing that 20 years of counseling had not touched. I had dumped so much baggage and felt physically lighter. Prior to my appointment at the rheumatologist, I did a lot of research on autoimmune disorders. None of the suggested diseases from the ANA test fit my symptoms. I came to the conclusion that most likely I had a diagnosis of fibromyalgia. Once I got to the rheumatologist, she confirmed my diagnosis and my self-appointed treatment plan, which included LDN. The only other thing she offered to add to my plan was yin yoga and exercise as I was able. She said I was doing everything right, my diet, you know, everything was right, and I had the right attitude. I believe she wasn't fully sure of LDN dosing, but would follow up with me with 2 weeks of more blood test results. I had purchased the LDN book on Amazon and delivered it to her on her visit. 2 weeks later, she spoke with authority on my dosing of LDN, and she wrote a hard copy prescription for LDN compounding. She said it was a no-brainer to stay on LDN. The risk-reward is worth it, minimal downside, and great upside potential. The book does help educate doctors. I've been able to get off all medication prescribed to me over the last two decades. Since LDN, I went from hypothyroid to hyperthyroid and had to get off levothyroxine immediately. LDN kicked my thyroid awake, and it's working great now. The documentation on the site let me know that this was possible as a possible change. I believe that it's unheard of in any other situation except in LDN cases. One is usually on that for life, is what I found out. I was on a lot of medication for years. My only medication now is LDN, and I don't think of LDN as normally like other allopathic medication, but more of the homeopathic genre, as it seems you can work yourself off of at a time that the body does what it's supposed to do and heal itself. Another interesting thing has happened. At my last eye exam about a month ago, my eyesight has improved since my previous examination. I had to get new glasses since my current pair were too strong. The doctor took digital images of my eyes and said, you got no rips, you got no tears, you got no holes, you got no heart disease, you got no diabetes. All this stuff they can tell from a digital image of the eye. It's, to me, it's fascinating. I've not counted, but I believe I had somewhere between 30 and 50 different lab tests done over the last 6 months. All of my blood work has come back in the normal range, all of it except my ANA count. Some of those tests came back high prior to LDN. After LDN, all my tests are right in the middle of the normal range. I'm scheduled to be tested for an ANA count again within 6 months and 1 year. I saw a YouTube video of a doctor who treated fibromyalgia patients with LDN and IV doses of alpha-lipoic acid. Somewhere in the 6 month to 1 year time frame, most if not all came back in the normal range for ANA tests. I now take alpha-lipoic acid in capsule form daily. My hope is my ANA count will return to normal range and all of my blood work will be good. As I began to really heal and come out of my shell, I got two unsolicited comments from two different individuals I have known for many years, one friend since my 20s. They don't know each other and they have no way to communicate with each other. Both told me in the same week they thought I was dying. I not only felt bad, I looked bad. I now frequently hear that I look great, including my dentist that I've been seeing for years and who just told me how great I look because I saw him yesterday. I've been on LDN for about 4.5 months now, 4.5 months. I still have pain and I'm still healing, but my worst days on a scale of 1 to 10 were 2 prior to LDN. 1 to me was death. Most days now for me are 6 to 8 with about a 70-80% reduction of symptoms. My biggest hurdle now is symptoms from benzodiazepine withdrawal, medication that was doctor prescribed for around 20 years. I still have a lot in front of me to overcome. It's not fun, but LDN has helped me in so many ways. I have an anxiety disorder that I've had since my 20s. This is not easy for me to do in an interview. However, our stories need to be told. It's worth the anxiety experience while doing this interview. LDN is an answer that works and can help so many. Doctors won't prescribe LDN because of the corporate policy. Well, that's just not a medical answer and it's not acceptable. It's become a moral issue for me. People are suffering needlessly and it's just wrong. I believe the original intent of the release of the internet to the public was to share information, sometimes life-changing information. LDN is a big internet success story when looked at in this light. I expect there to be headline news within the next decade that endorphins are the key to health, happiness, and longevity. I no longer feel I'll die from disease, but from the normal aging process it gives me, and that gives me much comfort. Others in my life have seen my turnaround and have also started LDN, some with disease and some taking it to avoid disease. All but one have been pleased with the results. The one that stopped quit after the second night because of return of previous symptoms, something they were aware that could happen. They may take LDN again in the future, but for now, it's bad time to start. They got positive results. They stopped cold turkey and said it was not bad or good, only neutral. However, they did get insights into some life issues because of the LDN drinks. What I've seen is the people with disease may get dreams, and those who start with disease-free bodies have not told me they had any dreams. I just think it's interesting. I can't thank you enough for all you're doing to spread the word about your work on the site. I might not be here today.
What a wonderful story.
I was suicidal prior to LDN. I share the How Does LDN Work video with anyone who will listen. I believe everyone needs to know about LDN like we all know about aspirin. One may choose not to take your LDN after knowing about it, but they will be making an informed decision. I share my story to help those who follow. Without the stories of others, I wouldn't have the quality of life I enjoy today.
It's okay. Take your time.
I'm good. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. That's what's been going on for me. It's been an incredible journey. I think taking the choice to take LDN has been the most important decision I've ever made in my life.
And I'm very proud of you to be able to tell your story. It was a very inspirational, heartfelt story. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This evening I'm joined by Claire from New Zealand, who uses LDN for fibromyalgia, connective tissue disease, and restless leg syndrome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we would be really interested in hearing your story. When did you first become sick? How old were you?
So I first got sick when I was sort of 12 or 13, and I was diagnosed with celiac disease. And that took quite a while to come to a diagnosis. So I was quite relieved when we finally had the reason that I was missing school for 6 months with tummy pain. And since then, I've followed a strictly gluten-free diet. And then around about 4 years ago, I got a headache on the right side of my face, and my inflammatory marker blood tests were elevated, but we couldn't figure out what was wrong, because the only symptom I had was a headache. And eventually that went away, or improved anyway, and I just changed jobs to something better, and the headache came back, and along with it came joint pain, joint swelling, extreme fatigue, shortness of breath, hair loss, mouth ulcers, and butterfly rash on my nose and cheeks. And that took quite a while, so I was about 26 then when that happened. Yeah, so it took quite a while to get a diagnosis, because we were pursuing the headache route. So I saw a neurologist and he couldn't really come up with anything. And then a few months after that, it was really obvious that there was something else going on. So I saw a rheumatologist and I was diagnosed with connective tissue disease. So that went on for 18 months, and I was on, by that point, I was on prednisone upwards of 20 milligrams a day, immunosuppressants, Plaquenil, which is pretty stock standard treatment for autoimmune disease, Tramadol, sleeping tablets, whatever I could do to ease the pain. And eventually, after a whole lot of trial with immunosuppressants, the inflammatory markers settled down, but my pain didn't. And so the blood tests were telling me that I should be feeling better, but I was feeling worse. So I changed rheumatologists and saw a lady in Christchurch who, this was all in the private system, so I didn't see anyone publicly. I was paying myself, so figured that I could go wherever I wanted. So saw a new rheumatologist in Christchurch who was a little bit more proactive and felt that I had some elements of fibromyalgia, which were, or central sensitization was what she called it, which was contributing to the pain that I was feeling without the mechanism for pain. So there was no swelling and things anymore where I was experiencing the pain, but the pain was still the same as if it was. So it took a wee while before we got to the low-dose naltrexone, and I hadn't heard of that before. And I was sitting in a clinic appointment with her, and she said, oh, I've got an idea. Why don't we try this? And she wrote low-dose naltrexone down on the piece of paper. And I said to her, well, that sounds all well and good, but that means I have to stop my pain relief, which at the time was codeine, because I'd finally got off the tramadol, which was a real nightmare and a whole nother story. And I was stuck on codeine mainly for the restless legs, actually, because that was the only thing I could, that was giving me any relief. So I said, yeah, low-dose naltrexone sounds awesome, but I obviously can't take any pain relief, I can't treat the restless legs. So I was a bit nervous, and she said, well, there's not really much I can do. If you want to try the treatment, you need to stop the codeine. So she knew that I was a nurse, so she sent me a couple of articles, emailed me a couple of research articles about the use of low-dose naltrexone in chronic pain and fibromyalgia. So I'd read those and thought, yeah, this sounds really good. Did a little bit more research and went on to the Trust website, I think, and read about the treatment of restless legs with it, and also autoimmune diseases as well as the fibromyalgia. So by this point, I wasn't working, and I was working 10 hours a week, and I was really desperate. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to stop the codeine, and I'm just going to take the naltrexone and see what happens, because I really didn't, you know, I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do. I managed to reduce the codeine to, well, not very much. We sort of thought that I'd need quite a period between stopping codeine and starting the naltrexone, but in the end we just left it 24 hours. That was the best I could do with the restless legs, because I didn't really need it for pain. Like the codeine wasn't helping my fibromyalgia pain at all. I was just dependent on the codeine to stop my restless legs so I could sleep. So we did a 24-hour break, and that seemed to be fine. And from what I know now, that's okay.
What I would like to do now is follow your story from when you started LDN. You know, did you notice any sleep disturbance or vivid dreams or anything else? And when did you start to notice improvements, and what were those improvements?
Cool. Okay. So I started LDN in March of this year, and the first night I took it, I slept really well, so that was exciting, and I didn't have any restless legs, and obviously I wasn't taking anything to treat the restless legs, so I was really excited. So the first night was awesome. I started at 4.5 milligrams, so that was my first dose, which I now realised was quite high to start with, but I didn't know better at the time. So I started at 4.5. First night was good. Second night, I got the restless legs back, but I noticed an improvement in my energy, just a subtle improvement. Third night, I think I maybe had 2 hours sleep. Same with the next few nights. So I had pretty intense insomnia for around about a week, just over a week. I didn't have any vivid dreams at the time, but I do have the occasional vivid dream, and that's something that has come from my childhood as well. So my dreams are usually scary. They involve someone dying, and I wake up as if the person has died in the same emotional state as I would be as if it had happened in real life. So that happened to me before I started the naltrexone, and I maybe get one of those dreams a month. And that's probably the same frequency as I had before. So the dreams are not any different. The insomnia went away after the first week, just over the first week, and I did slowly notice an improvement in energy. My restless legs were gone, basically, from that second night onwards. No more restless legs. No more tingling in my feet or in my hands. No more itchy skin down the nerves. And this was usually at night that I'd notice these symptoms, and it would keep me awake, and it would be really quite awful. For those people who suffer from restless legs, you know, there's not a lot worse, really, when you just want to go to sleep and you can't. So that basically went instantly. The pain and the fatigue and other things like heat intolerance have taken a lot longer to improve, but they have definitely improved. I haven't changed my dose at all. I've just stayed on 4.5. I don't skip any nights. I might forget the odd one, but I don't skip it intentionally. And I use capsules that are formulated by a pharmaceutical compounding company in Auckland, so I don't make it up myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main reason that I wanted to talk to you was just the change in my health over the sort of the last 6 months or 7 months since I started taking the LDN, because I was dependent on Tramadol and then dependent on codeine. I was taking a sleeping tablet every night. I was taking low-dose chemotherapy tablets, a much higher dose of prednisone. That was in March, February, March, and now I'm off all of that and I'm trying to have a baby. And that just, I mean, I wouldn't have thought that that was possible, that would be possible to start the year.
Wow.
Feeling like
mm-hmm.
I just had made no progress in the last 3 or 4 years. And when on earth was I going to get better?
Mm.
Like, I was quite accepting that, okay, I might not get any better. And like, I've done a lot of work mentally and I was okay with that. But to now be in this position where I'm trying to get pregnant, just so I don't have any other kids. So I was feeling time was ticking, even though, you know, I'm 29, there's still time, but at the same time, there's not. So, yeah, that's what prompted me to talk to you. LDN is not a miracle drug, as I hear all the time. It definitely isn't, and I still have bad days, and I still have pain. And for me, I'm at the point where I can cook tea, and I can clean the house, and I can work 10 to 15 hours a week. And that's not a huge amount compared to normal, but it's a massive change compared to the start of the year.
Mm-hmm. If we can go back to the start of the year, and if you could rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, at your darkest point, what would it have been?
Well, that's hard, because I had physical symptoms, but the rest of my life was really good. So mm-hmm. I wasn't depressed or unhappy or sad. I was happy. I was just in physical discomfort. So, yeah, if I look at it from my physical health, it was probably, I don't know, a 2. I really couldn't do anything I wanted to do. Yeah, I couldn't do my own garden. I couldn't cook my own dinner if I worked.
What about now on that score of 1 to 10? What would you say it is?
It's a long way from normal still, because I used to play a lot of sport and work full-time, and I was doing my master's degree. So that would be normal, but I would say I've readjusted my what a 10 is, and I would say that now my quality of life is probably a 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer have a goal to work full-time and play lots of sport and do my master's. Those things have changed. My priorities have changed. I'm happy to just, you know, be able to spend time with my friends, walk my dog, and cook my own tea.
You're certainly right there. I think we do adjust and find ways in which we can accomplish things in a different way than you do when you're healthy. Yeah, I totally get that. But to reduce that number of medications, just imagine what that cocktail of drugs was actually doing to your organs. To suddenly to be taking LDN, which isn't harmful.
Yeah.
Is amazing, isn't it? know, a non-toxic drug.
I feel very lucky that my rheumatologist said, "Oh, I've got an idea. Let's try this." Yeah, and she'd only had a couple of other patients.
Mm-hmm. Have you been back to see her?
No.
Oh,
not since
shame.
I started it. No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm in email contact with her.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not needing her help now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's amazing, isn't it? That's really good.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.